Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Forsyth County, Georgia, welcome to the Retirement Planning and Wealth Management Podcast, brought to you by Web Wealth Advisors. Visit webwealthadvisors.com for their full scope of services. Now here's your host, Paul Webb.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon to listen to this podcast. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we have a fantastic guest named Shay Cooper, and I am going to talk to her and ask her some questions and offer some suggestions this afternoon that will hopefully help all the listeners out there who are very worried about what's going on in the stock market, because it has been a roller coaster the last month, up and down, up and down. And if you're scared and nervous about losing your nest egg, that 401k that you've put money into the last 35 years, and if it goes in half like it did in 2008, and you lose 48% of everything you have, you're going to have to work a bunch more years. Or you can call me, and I will quickly move that money into an IRA that will be protected from market loss, and it will grow nearly double digits as it has historically the last 20 years, and it will be protected, and you don't have to check the stock market every day.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So, Shay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, you had voiced your concern about the stock market.
Right.
And then also that you have, a great family in which you want to protect and allow them to have opportunities to begin saving money and growing it safely. And we like to do tax-free, too.
Yeah,
because no sense in paying taxes if you don't have to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So anyhow, so you voiced earlier that you had concerns with the stock market.
Right.
Why is that?
Right. Well, I've got a lot of stocks.
Okay.
And
praise the Lord.
Dropped dramatically.
Yes.
So very much concerned about that.
Yes.
Where I should go from here.
Yes.
Things of that nature.
Okay. I have a couple of suggestions. As I started out saying, we have an IRA fund that does several things. Number one, let's say, for example, you had $1 million and you transferred that money to this fund that we have. We'll automatically give you a 17% bonus. So when that money moves from your one account at $1 million, it's going to be $1,170,000 in a 24-hour period when the money gets moved.
That sounds great.
That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, with this IRA fund, you can never lose money. Your principal nor your accumulation will ever be jeopardized. It will only grow. Way that it's able to do that is because we have a zero floor, which is protected under these funds and insured through the securities industry. And so the money is always protected and it will always grow because it's based on a compounded interest. And sometimes that will be less and sometimes it'll be more. Some years it'll be 20 or 30%. Some years it'll be zero. But you won't lose a dime.
Okay.
So that's kind of an overview about that. The bonus is certainly in highlight to get $170,000 overnight. You mentioned about, your family and legacy planning and all that.
Yes.
Yes. So I would recommend, either revocable or irrevocable trust, mm-hmm. depending on how solid you want that to be. And I have a fantastic attorney that I can refer you to. And I think I'll maybe do that off the air. But actually, I'll go ahead and say it's Susan Grissom down in Alpharetta.
Okay.
She did our trust and will, and mm-hmm. she's done a lot of my clients, and her prices are great, and her thoroughness is great. You don't have to sit there and wait and fill out a bunch of forms. You mm-hmm. do all that online before mm-hmm. you get there, and what they don't have or need before they bring you in to present the document, you do all that up front. So all you do is go in and pay your fee for the trust, and they prepare the trust, and they notify all your institutions mm-hmm. where your money is, and it sets up several things.
Gotcha.
So can set up your kids. You mentioned you had aging parents.
Right.
We have some wealth transfer methods that will help dramatically in taxes, help dramatically in avoiding probate court.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be very helpful, and you would get the money immediately. So let's say you had an ailing parent and they were about to die. You'll be able to move money into a tax-free chassis of a whole life or an index universal life insurance policy. And you can do this under the tax code 7702. So when that money gets moved in there, it becomes non-taxable. When the death benefit is paid from those life policies, you get that money immediately after producing the death certificate. And you don't; it doesn't go into probate, and you get the money immediately.
Gotcha.
Tell me about that. I know I'm speaking a lot and saying
of
things.
No. You're. I'm learning through
okay.
this. So
tell me more concerns you have. And
well, really, long-term care, life insurance.
Yes.
With those parents, life insurance for my husband and I, for our children, and then annuities as well.
Yes. Okay. So that IRA fund that I spoke about is in the framework of an annuity. It's a fixed income annuity. And the beauty of it is, and the reason that it grows, is it's based on the stock market. So it's almost essentially a bucket of stocks that you have. It's based on that index of not only the Standard & Poor's S&P, but also based on the NASDAQ. So you have those bucket of stocks. So if it goes up and you have a great year, you get to enjoy that gain. And if that's 20% or 30%, you enjoy that gain. So, but there's no downside because of the rich pockets of the IRA funds. They can cover any situations where there's a downturn.
Gotcha.
So that you don't lose your accumulation or your principal.
Okay.
So that's the way that works. So long-term care, when I spoke about that 7702 vehicle, which could be a universe or an index universal life or a whole life policy, within those, there's long-term benefit riders. And those benefit riders say that, God forbid, something happens to your parent.
Mm-hmm.
They become disabled, heart attack, stroke, cancer, get in a bad car accident. You can draw down up to 90% of the death benefit of that life policy at the time of the event.
Wow, okay.
Or the tragedy. For example, if it was $1 million, then you could draw down on $900,000 for long-term care, for critical care, to continue to pay all your bills, your mortgages, and everything. The other thing, are you concerned about taxes?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Well. Silly question, but that framework of those policies I mentioned under the 7702 tax code, if you're investing, you can invest in those policies because they're cash value. They continue to grow and accumulate in value, but you put the money in tax-free, and you can take the distribution and money out tax-free.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about that. The other thing that we do in those IRA funds that are based on a fixed income annuity, and by the way, people don't know this, Social Security is nothing more than an annuity. And pensions from the military are nothing more than an annuity. But people love them because they get paid every month, and it's fixed and it's guaranteed.
Right.
So that's the win-win associated with that. What we do in those IRA funds is you can take 10% out tax, penalty free each year. And what we do is we transfer that 10% within that IRA / fixed income annuity fund, and we begin to convert it into a Roth. And a Roth IRA, when you pay taxes on the 10% as you transfer it. However, when you go to take it out, because the minimum distribution age is 72, so you have to start. The government wants their money because you've accumulated all that money over the years tax-free. then at 72, they start wanting their cut. So instead of paying normal taxes, and God only knows what they could be, I mean, you're still a fairly young woman, so that might be 20 years away, right. But God only knows what the taxes will be then. Mm-hmm. So in a 10-year period, we could essentially have that $1 million converted over to completely tax-free. By doing that 10% at a time each year over 10 years, all of it's converted. So now you have that $1 million, you can take distributions all day long tax free.
Okay.
Okay. And then wherever you move those mm-hmm. from, the IRA fund is a qualified fund. That fixed income annuity is a qualified fund. So if you're moving in from the stock market, that you're moving it from one qualified account mm-hmm. to another qualified account, so there's no tax consequences. Okay. So it moves free, plus you get the 17% bonus.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
You sound like you're very enthusiastic about planning. What inspired you to start Web Wealth?
Yes, well, I had spent several years in the insurance industry, and all you're doing there is managing risk. You're protecting people's homes, you're protecting people's autos, you're protecting their life and life insurance. And I loved helping people and knowing that if, God forbid, someday a couple comes to me and we put a policy in place, and then, God forbid, one of the spouses dies, I want to be able to hand that person a check for the loss of their loved one. And it's just basically you protect your income. So I love protecting people, and I love, and that naturally evolves into financial planning, because you're protecting people's future. You're protecting people's income. You know, if your husband makes $1 million a year, we want to be able to replace that. We don't want your life. We don't want you to have to sell everything you have and move out and be homeless. We want that income protected, and we protect that with life insurance. We protect that with, you know, the right IRA funds. Great question. Thank you.
Well, my dad passed away about 5 years ago, and yes. having a life insurance policy helped my mother tremendously.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it was just one part of that picture that she didn't have to worry about.
Yes.
So seeing that firsthand had an impact on me for sure.
Great.
Helping her through that.
Good. Well, sorry that she lost her husband, but thank God that he had a life insurance policy.
That's right.
And he provided and protected her from the loss of his income and the loss of him.
So important to be prepared in that way. And I want to be prepared for my children as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For the kids, there's all types of student savings programs that we could offer you. That index universal life is a great portfolio or policy that your kids could start. And they put in, you know, if y'all put in whatever you put in, $50 a month, mm-hmm. $100 a month, that accumulates. And as far as accumulated interest, 6% is kind of about the average. In better years and better interest rates, you know, they're up 8-9% sometimes. So that's compounding every year. So could you imagine if, you know, one of your younger kids put $100 or $500 in that every month? I mean, they would have, the math is clear, in about 30 years, they'd have over $1 million. And keep in mind, that's tax free, that they can take that money out. They put the money into it tax-free. They take the money out of it tax-free. So it's really a great vehicle to help young people save money in a disciplined way. They know they have to put away a certain amount. Mm-hmm. And it's they're in 30 years, they're all set. They're ready to retire, you know, even if they're in their 50s at that point.
Well, thankfully, the two older ones are employed and contribute to their 401k.
That's great.
The younger daughter, mm-hmm. she's only 20.
Okay.
And she expressed interest in maybe buying stocks and mm-hmm. starting down that road. So mm-hmm. what advice would you give a 20-year-old?
I would advise her for a bit of a diversified portfolio. So I think, you know, getting in, playing some stocks is fine. But I would also do the index universal life policy that's guaranteed to grow
right.
and guaranteed tax-free. And so I would encourage that.
Even at her age, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, depending on her income, I'm not going to – the first thing we do is get her, what is your income? Because we're not going to say put X amount into this if you can't pay your rent or you can't pay your car note, you know. Right. So we'll look at the whole picture and mm-hmm. we do it based on percentages and a, you know, pretty skilled calculation system and process to make sure that, you know, what we're offering makes good sense. We are fiduciaries, and fiduciary – it's a big word, and advisors use it all the time because they want to say that I'm doing what's best for you. But at the end of the day, you have to be honest with yourself. Do you have the integrity to do the right thing for your customer despite you not getting a great benefit from it because you're trying to help the customer? And I think through my life I've seen, and I even talked with this wonderful couple yesterday who up in the mountains here, North Georgia mountains, they own 10 cabins now, and that happened in the last 3 years. They bought all 10 of them, and he was a big executive at UPS, and his wife said, what will it take for you to retire? And he said, you have to make more money than me. So she developed all these cabins, and with their capital together, those rental properties now generate more money than he was making, and therefore he is retired at 48 years old and very happy.
That's great.
Yeah. So because why? Because they planned. They had a plan. They executed the plan, and I'm, you know, meeting with them to advise them on, mm-hmm. he, of course, had a big 401k out of UPS, so we're advising them how to move that and so on. So
I don't know if you'll be able to answer this, but I've noticed a large difference in 401k administrative cost.
Yes, that's an excellent question. And I actually have videos from 60 Minutes and other newsworthy organizations that state up until a few years ago, they were completely non-regulated, and the administrative costs are astronomical.
They are.
The aggregate of them could be 4 or 5%. There's administrative fees. There's processing fees. Every time they make a change in your account, there's a fee. So there's just a multitude of fees, and they weren't even required at that mm-hmm. time to disclose what those fees are. And finally, they were called on the carpet that they had to. And once people began to realize what their fees are, mm-hmm. they thought of, you know, if you have a 401k and an employer's matching, that's a good thing.
Right.
There are fees. So that's why when I talk about a diversified portfolio, you need some tax-free money, which is IRA Roth. Okay. It can be the Index Universal Life policy. Okay. It can be the whole life policy. So you need some of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's okay to, you know, it's good to invest in your 401k, but only up to the percentage that your employer's matching.
Yes.
If your employer's matching at 6%, then you put in 6%.
That's what I told the girls.
Yeah, that's perfect. Wow, how'd you know that?
Just made sense at the time. Well, yeah. Because they didn't want to put in very much.
Right.
And so I said, well, at least put up to what
the match.
You're, yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That was great advice. So you're wise beyond your years.
I don't know.
So that's
they
good.
They listened. That's more important.
Yes, more important.
But I did notice between a couple of 401k accounts I have, the difference mm-hmm. was pretty big.
Yes.
On those admin costs. So
absolutely. It adds up. Yeah. These 60-minute clips that I have show, and they'd actually do an illustration of how much those fees cost you of the life mm-hmm. of the 401k. Not to mention the fact when you turn 72 and you want to start taking that money, you're going to have to pay, you're going to have to pay taxes on that money. And that becomes a big, big hurdle and concern, because that could be 30% of your entire savings mm-hmm. of your 401k. So you want to be real careful about that as well.
Do you stay in tune with the policy decisions that are being made? And is
yes,
there anything
ma'am. All the time
coming on the horizon that concerns you?
Well, a couple of things in the last year. When to take Social Security? That's always the big question. And I look at it a couple of ways. Number one, how long did your parents live? Because it's how long will I live versus when I take it? Because if you don't live long enough, then you missed out if you didn't take it at 62. Mm-hmm. Now, if your parents lived into their 90s and you haven't had any major heart issues or lung issues and you've been pretty healthy in your early 60s and you don't necessarily need the money, then I would defer. So instead of taking it at 62, full retirement age, depending on your age, is somewhere around 66 and 10 months to 67. I would take it then. If you don't need it then, wait till 70, because every year you wait, you gain 8%. So, for example, if you took it at 62, you're really only getting about 72% of what you would get at 100%.
Ah.
So each year you wait from 62 to 68, 6 years times six, that gets you that 36% more. So you, at 67, you get 100%. If you wait till 70, again, it's about 6 or 8% every year. You're getting 124% of what you would have got.
Gotcha. I moved my mic when you said that.
So, yes, I saw you move your mic. The listeners couldn't see that, but they might have felt that. But I saw that. So it's so if you think you're going to live into your 90s, yeah, take it at 67 or 70.
Gotcha. Okay.
If your parents died in their 70s and you've had some heart issues, please take it at 62 so that you see some of your retirement. Make sure I'm kind of addressing all your questions. Mm-hmm. So that's Social Security, which is nothing more than an annuity again. But it's a guaranteed annuity, and it's guaranteed in the fact that it's going to pay you income. So I encourage all listeners, and you as well, Shay, go and set up an account. It's SS Security, Social Security Administration, SSU.gov, and set up an account for yourself under Social Security, and they will tell you. Based on, and Social Security is based on your 35 years of your highest earnings. That's how it's calculated.
Okay.
Yeah. So set up an account and see, hey, what am I going to get monthly at 62? What am I going to get if I wait till 66 and 10 months or 67? And look how much you'll get at 70. And you'll go, wow.
Well, we used to get the statements in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen one of those in years.
Right, right. So now they, of course, everything's online and they don't want you going to the facility if you don't have to. So you set up an account for yourself, to create a user password, and you go on and you see, and they'll tell you exactly how much you'll get at a certain age. Or you can call them and talk with them on the phone, and they set up an account, and then you tell them when you want to turn on the income. They'll ask you a bunch of statements about your employment and everything, and then they'll get you set up, and they'll start wiring that money. They just send it directly into your account each month.
And you can make too much money to start collecting that. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a great question. Shay, you're just making my job so easy today. You can. So at 62, if you start taking it at 62, you cannot earn more than about $19,500 a year, or that's taxed at 50%, 50. So nobody wants that. But if you wait to 67, you can take full Social Security with no tax consequences. You can earn as much as you want. So that is another huge benefit of waiting if you're still earning and you want to work. So that's a real important point, and I'm glad you brought that up and asked that question.
Now, how often do your clients come for a review of their situation?
We typically say, well, let's review every year. If you want to come see us sooner or talk sooner, you can call me at any time. To get an update, like you see the market start, you know, really having problems, please call me. Let's move your money to safety immediately.
Right.
Yeah. So some folks do quarterly, but most people do annually.
Really good to know.
And if they have a concern, they just call and talk with us and our advisors. Are there any questions that I haven't addressed today that you might have?
I think you've hit everything. Everything great. I wanted to talk about today.
Well, awesome. Well, thanks for your great questions. I really appreciate your time and coming on our show and sharing with your situation and everything. And it's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Yeah, appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I'll be following up with you, and we can sit down and kind of go over everything in
Sounds
detail.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay. And let's see what we can do.
Sounds great.
To help you. Well, thank you. And I look forward to meeting with you soon. And so let me recap my advice for listeners today. Number one, if you have a large portfolio in a 401k or a lot of stock products and the market's doing what you're doing, please call me today or as soon as possible. And our phone number is 678-410-7902. And the reason for that is because every day that goes by that the market loses money means a couple of things. If you've saved your blood, sweat, and tears over the years in your poor 401k and you lose half of it, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to work another 5 or 10 years to make that back. And there's just no reason to do that. You can roll that 401k at any time, whether you've retired from your job. You can retire. You can roll the whole thing. Now, if they're still matching 5%, I would put 5% in from your earnings, but I would move that money to safety in an IRA fund, as we spoke about, that will give you up to a 17% bonus. So again, if it's $1 million, and that's $170,000. Literally, when it transfers from your current portfolio account to our account, you'll have plus $170,000. And then if it's a $500,000, then it's obviously half of that. So I strongly recommend that. And we will look at your whole situation. We'll ask you a lot of questions to understand and make sure we're very clear before we make any recommendations. You wouldn't go to a doctor and have them offer you some medicine without doing some tests and asking a lot of questions. So the other important things for revocable or irrevocable trust and legacy planning are setting up life cash value life insurance policies that accumulate interest and use the tax code 7702 so that you can have a tax-free retirement planning and have guaranteed compound interest growth just as it is with a fixed income annuity. And then again, we would transition money into a Roth, which would cause you to be able to take distribution tax-free and you're only paying on that 10% instead of waiting for taxes. If you ask anyone right now, do you think taxes are going up? They're going to say, well, I have no idea, but based on trillions of dollars in debt and everything that's going on in the world, I think that taxes are going up. So we may nip it in the bud now and get it done. And so that's just an overview. Please check us out at www.webwealthadvisors.com or call us. Again, that phone number is 678-410-7902. I would love nothing more than myself or one of our staff advisors to help bring your money to safety and to protect your nest egg and to protect you for the future. Thank you so much for listening today. I greatly appreciate your time, and may God bless everyone out there.